All right, Justin, we rolling?
We're rolling.
We rolling.
Jamon.
This is the Bromano podcast. Is episode 7. We got Ken here today. We're gonna talk about his experience with the 30-day Bromano Paleo Challenge, what have you. So we'll get into that. We'll also talk about what did you want to talk about?
The podcast picture.
The cover photo. Well, for the podcast, like the icon that we put on like iTunes.
We're gonna get like old WWF, WWE, whatever, you know, shirts, cut the sleeves off. You'll know what's up.
Okay. We'll get more in depth with that because I don't. Do you have some?
No. I do like every Savers in town, you know.
I used to have Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah. So We'll talk about other stuff, I guess.
Remember all the songs?
Dude, I had volumes like 1 through 6, and all it was their intro music.
It was like one band that did all of them. Yeah. Like the Wolf, dude!
Yeah, dude, yeah. I'm sure the late 90s it was the same band.
Should we have that be our intro music? Different intro music?
It will be for this one, for sure.
Yeah. For each one, we'll have a different
dude,
person.
The people really?
What's the Breaking Glass? Is that Stone Cold Steve?
Yeah.
And then Disturbed did a remake of it.
Dude, my favorite was D-Lo. Remember D-Lo Brown?
Yeah.
Y'all suckers better recognize.
I love it. Let's talk about wrestling right now. Clinton, who is your favorite wrestler?
I like the Hardy Boys, bro.
The Hardy Boys?
I was pretty new metal. Yeah, I was
pretty new metal.
Yeah, I was pretty new metal. I like the Kane.
Who's the chick that they
had? Kane was cool.
Lita?
Lita, yeah.
I was down, dude. I was down with the sickness back then.
I love Kane. Kane was
my favorite was The Undertaker.
I like all the darker guys, yeah.
And my second favorite was Val Venus.
What? The guy comes out wearing a little towel.
Yeah, I
That's your favorite.
Oh, right. His intro music was like saxophone, like.
What was his name?
Val Venus. He had like a quarrel with the Yakuza guys, because he like had sex with one of the like chicks in the clan.
Oh my god.
Get him out in the center of the ring with like a chopping block. He was like a super sexual like wrestler. Like.
The selected search, when you search Val Venus, the selected recommended is Val Venus Tao.
So
signature.
So like he was out there and they were gonna like do something with like a samurai sword. They were gonna cut his penis out or something.
What?
But, like, right when they were about to like do it, like the lights cut out. And then, like, he, like, escapes or something, and then, like, I don't know, later on in that, I don't know, what do you call it, that show, that episode, that night, whatever, he's like, if it wasn't for the cold wood of the chopping block and some shrivelage, I would have been like,
So the cover photo is going to be just AJ in a little towel?
I can do that.
With the wig?
Oh, man. Mine was Chris Jericho and The Rock equal.
The Walls.
I was a little bit later. I was about like 4 years.
I went through stages because I had watched it since I was like fourth grade. Yeah. I couldn't watch it. I guess I bullied some kid in elementary school. I got called to the office, and I was like the nicest kid, I thought. And so they told me. So like the principal like, well, what do you watch? Like, what do you watch? I don't know. Fucking wrestling. Like,
I was so nice. Fucking wrestling, bitch.
And my parents had the black box, so. I was up on game, bro.
Do they even have that anymore? What?
No, they don't. I wish, dude.
It's called the internet.
I got SummerSlam. I got everything. Dude, I was telling that. Yeah, and I saw Owen Hart die.
I didn't.
Gosh.
But I saw that, but I remember the night. My brother was like,
devastated.
He joked. This isn't real.
No way. Yeah. Denial.
Denial. Like,
yeah.
That's rough.
I went through. NWO was real big.
Yes.
Yeah. Sting was my favorite for a long
so
time.
So you like? Did you like WCW or WWE?
Yeah, I like WCW first because I liked NWO and like Kevin Nash, Razor Ramon.
Sting was really cool. Razor Ramon too.
All those dudes, and then came to like.
There's a
D-Generation X. I love that was my shit.
There's a pretty cool documentary on Netflix called The Rise and Fall of WCW. It's pretty tight.
Yeah.
It shows how they were leading for a really long time, and then how they just.
Like, everyone left. It was weird. And then they had the Like, they put them together, didn't they? And they had, like, WCW SmackDown, or, like...
I don't know. I think WWF just ended up buying it out, and then they just took all the wrestlers and kind of cut a bunch of them, I think.
Yeah, because they had, like, WWF Raw, and then WCW SmackDown on Thursdays. So, like, they split you up into two different things.
You remember X-Pac?
That was, like, my favorite day.
Yeah, X-Pac was cool.
Like, I had a friend that's wearing new metal, and he was, like... into backyard wrestling, so like, oh, I was boy. Like, I'll be down.
Oh boy.
And then like I went and like, I was like, what's your name gonna be? I was like, X-Pac, bro. I love Tupac, I like X-Pac, bro. Suck it. And then X-Pac. We literally go to this church on 22nd, I think it's still there, and these dudes are like fake wrestling, but like really wrestling. And like they would let each other do things. It was weird. It was like really coordinated, but not, it was like, dude.
How stoked, how...
It's all just sitting on this thing.
Like, going into this, Justin, were you like, dude, I'm about to tear this place down. Like, were you like, show them what's
no,
up.
No,
like.
No,
I'm a stone cold stun.
No, man. Well, it was weird. I don't know, because they're like, you're going to wrestle somebody, you're going to fight this guy. And I was like, oh, all right. And I was like, I didn't know, like, what I was getting involved in. They had belts, they had everything, dude. And then, so my friend wrestling this big dude. Like, they're both pretty big dudes. And he, like, lets the dude powerbomb him straight on the sand, dude. And, like, knocks the wind out of him. I'm like, fuck that. Nope. So
was in, like, a sandbox or what?
Yeah, it's like, literally out on playground. Like, intense. And, like, jeez. I was just macking on that dude's sister. Back then, I was like,
what was
that?
I was a nice guy.
I was a little Mac Daddy. The sister had a Mac Daddy, dude. Oh, that's Pac, bro. But, I don't know what happened. The Rock became my favorite for a while. Then
you know,
he
started out as Rocky, and he had like purple shorts. Everyone was like, Rocky sucks. Rocky. I saw him like live. I remember that.
Dude, Nation's Domination.
You saw him live?
Yeah.
Like real?
I went to like a real, like a live event at the TCC or something
like
that.
Yeah, I was a couple of us.
I remember him. Everyone hated him. And then he became The Rock, and then everyone like loved him.
The video games were tight.
When I saw him live, Brock Lesnar was big. That's who was like the face of the company at that time.
That's when I fell off of it. Like John Cena, Brock Lesnar.
John Cena, like, I fell out like right before that. Or maybe like a while before that.
You guys remember like Goldberg and stuff?
Yeah,
like,
Goldberg.
When he had that 72 win thing of the jackknife. Oh, dude.
The rug, the spear. So he played for the Panthers.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He had a tight song too. Then Gold Dust, dude.
Gold Dust.
Oh, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Gold,
I was like, Gold Dust played for the
Goldberg
Panthers?
Was
he on the Niners?
He's a cheerleader.
Gold Dust was the guy who, like, he wore gold and he's really flamboyant and he's like, Booker T, remember Booker T? We should pull up some videos. We have, like, a skit where they go to, like, some Circle K or something. It was really funny. I don't remember the specifics. Remember the Booker T incident? He's like, Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you!
Yeah.
N-word, and then he's like, oh, damn.
Yeah, he like F'd it up. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I remember arguing with like my brothers and my parents about, no, wrestling's real. It's so real. Look at that, man.
Girl, damn it.
So now that you guys are getting more fit, you guys going to become professional wrestlers?
Absolutely not.
They're freaking fit. Or on a steroid, but both.
Yeah, they take roids, too, for sure.
But Triple H is, like, he's old as shit.
Yeah.
But I feel like even Brock Lesnar, like, he probably couldn't take roids with MMA, right?
Mm-mm.
No. He's just a really big dude.
Yeah.
I can eat fucking meat. That's why he got sick.
But most...
Really?
I don't know. Super sick.
Most...
He died.
Most, because he eats lots of meat.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably not grass-fed, dude.
He shot it and killed himself.
Are you serious?
What was it? Mm-hmm. A moose or a...
He just eats a bunch of meat, dude. I don't know. Like, well, it was like one
protein.
Animal.
He probably had like kidney failure or something.
Mm, somebody's butthole.
Colon cancer?
No, not cancer.
Yeah. Just colon.
Yeah, colon.
Alright, so we'll talk to Ken about his...
How's it going?
30 day. He just broke his 30 day food thing with some... some pizza from
Grandma Tony.
That was probably the one food I missed the most.
Pizza.
Was pizza. It was the one I craved since like day three.
I crave it every day.
And it was delicious. It was very good.
I crave it every day.
Is that so? There was a point in time where you had like really strong cravings.
Oh yeah, dude, the first week was, I'm not even joking, probably one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life.
That's what you said, yeah.
Did you give in at all?
No. No.
He can't. He's got answer to Brahman.
What, are you going to beat him up? Come on,
we made a commitment, all right? We had a pact.
I know, but I mean, it's hard.
Yeah. It was hard, man. And after...
You're not doing it. Well, I haven't been doing it since, like, ever.
I'm not, like, to that extreme, but, like, eating healthy in general.
You have, like, Chipotle every 2 days.
That's bomb, dude.
It is good, but it's not... Okay.
That's not good. That's not good.
It's not good.
The only problem with this is what? The oil? Get out of here.
The oil, that's, like, most of the calories. Anyway, so... You had strong cravings the first
week. Oh, yeah. The first week was terrible, man. Like, I think it was just full withdrawal of not having any sugars. You know, because I would drink energy drinks probably, like, 4 times a week, 3 times a week. Sodas sometimes. Getting that strict diet. That first week was terrible, man. It was the worst. But after the first week, it went down a lot.
Did you... But was working out in that first week okay? You said that
it was hard at first.
Okay.
It was hard at first. But I think, like, after that first week, dude, like, that's when everything kind of clicked in. Like I was telling you, I would use pre-workout supplements before I worked out.
Like what? Sound the alarm?
Sound the alarm.
Yeah.
You know, Jack 3D that people take, Jacked. Stuff like that. And after that first week, you know, I'd go to the gym and I'd actually be able to work out as good as I did when I took the pre-workout supplement. So,
that's pretty surprising, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, because I've taken Jack. I took C4, no explode, all that stuff, and like I knew it was like bad for you, so I didn't want to do it. But then like I wanted to do it because I didn't have the motivation or the energy in the gym or whatever. Yeah. So yeah, I feel the exact same with that.
Yeah.
So you drank the coffee though, right?
Yeah.
So
you didn't drink that pre-workout though, did you? Or
no, I never did anything for pre-workout.
You told me you drank like some tea or something.
Yeah, sometimes I drink like a cup of tea before I work out. Usually I drink tea throughout the day.
How often do you do the coffee?
I was doing it every morning, but then there was a day where I got really sick. I think I put too much coconut oil in the mixture, and just that, it's a very strong like flavor. Like if you've ever had coconut oil, it'll stick with you. It's one of those flavors that really sticks with you. So I got really sick for like a day after having that, and I don't know if it was because of that or because it could have been something from the night before, but like I associated with that taste, yeah. So I stopped putting the butter and oil in the coffee, so I just drink straight coffee.
Okay.
And I haven't gotten back to it since. I need to wait a little while to get back into that. But
you said it could have been from the fish?
Yeah, I think I might have undercooked some fish the night before, the day before. Yeah. I don't know, I'm just throwing ideas.
So you haven't been doing the butter or the coffee at all? You just fast?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm starting eating a little bit sooner.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, that
I was sense. Able. I was able to fast until almost noon.
Yeah.
But now it's more around like 9:30, 10.
Okay. Like once you know that you can do it, like the whole fasting thing. You like try it out. And
you know what? I was never a huge breakfast person anyway, so it wasn't that hard for me.
Yeah.
To get into that.
Most people aren't. They just think they should because the health industry tells them.
Yeah. But at work, I mean, we have breakfast sandwiches and stuff that sometimes I would eat one of those. You know, so I just have like, it's funny, I have like a drawer just full of like different nuts and stuff at my work, so I just snack on those throughout the day. And like I said, we have fresh brewed tea there, so I just drink tea and water. I'll switch it. I'll drink tea and then when I'm done, I'll get water and switch back to tea.
So you drink a lot of fluids throughout the day?
Yeah.
Because I found that I don't need to drink as much water as I used to. Like if I don't have water, it's not.
I will agree with that though. Like I feel like, typically, you know, if I get a glass of water, like I'll chug mostly the whole thing. And now, like, I'll look at it and I'll realize I've only drank like maybe a quarter of it. I'm like, just not as thirsty anymore.
Yeah, I think because your stomach shrinks too.
Definitely.
Yeah, and
you need to drink water though.
No, yeah, you do.
A gallon of water.
But like, You're not, are you taking creep? No.
No, the only thing is that is the whey protein.
Okay. And in terms of supplements, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because yeah,
I did take multivitamins.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I don't really see that as a supplement as much as, it's not like a fitness supplement, it's just like a
right. supplement.
Multipass.
But, I totally lost my train of
thought.
Sorry. No, but I think the water has to do with like not as much salt intake, so you don't retain as much water. And then it also has to do with like carbohydrates. Like, you know how rice, if you eat rice and drink water, it expands in your stomach, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that. You know, you're not eating like pasta or rice or anything like that. It's going to soak up a lot of water.
Right.
So I think that's, those are just my own personal like, theory or take or whatever on it. So how much weight have you lost?
So when I started it, I weighed 170 pounds. And okay. It kind of sucked because that had been my goal for so long, for probably over a year, was to try and get to 170.
Up to 170?
Yeah, and I finally hit it, but I think it wasn't with the muscle that I wanted.
It wasn't the weight of what you wanted.
But I ended up losing 11 pounds after the first like 2 weeks.
Okay.
And the final was 14 pounds.
Okay. That makes sense, 11.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, I dropped, like I said, those first couple weeks, like, I dropped it.
That's like a total detox, like,
yeah.
Straight up. Have you lost any, like, because, like, some people won't attribute, like, weight loss to fat loss or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know, because if you stayed at, like, 170, but, like, you look different, then whatever. So, I just feel like weight loss isn't that good of a measure. And you posted your picture on Instagram.
On Instagram, yeah.
Which is good. Because I think you can see it. You can totally see a difference.
Like, yeah.
Your face, body.
Yeah, you can check out at Wow Seriously is my Instagram name.
Justin is Justin Gonzo for Vine and Instagram. So follow him.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, just like 30 days, you could see, you know, somewhat of a difference.
Yeah. I could, you could tell, like, even some people commented, like, your face was thin.
Yeah, I mean, even a couple people at work even said my, like, I think it was, like, my neck, because they said my neck kind of looked a little skinnier.
Yeah, you look thinner.
Did you tell a lot of people that you were doing, did you have to tell a lot of people?
I ended up having to tell people at work, because
they were offering you stuff?
Yeah, plus, I mean,
they're all kidding, you haven't eaten, like, your pretzels yet.
Yeah.
I saved them, bro.
We order 30 a month for you.
Plus, when you work with someone 10 hours a day, like, you kind of get to know the person and you talk about what you're doing. So, yeah, a few people at work knew and stuff.
Ken, if
and
you don't eat this, we're going to have a problem.
We're backstop.
You want to get wet, Ken?
But how did a lot of people respond to it? Were they, like, weirded out, or they have questions, or were, like, they generally interested? They're just like, oh, that sounds like BS, or what was that? And what
they were just kind of confused, like...
What'd you tell them, before you get to that, what'd you tell them that you did? Like, you were on paleo?
I just told them, yeah, I'm on paleo diet. And like, okay. What's paleo? And I was like, oh, you can look it up online. I was like, it's pretty much just, you know, foods available.
Meat and veg.
Yeah, meat and vegetables. And, it's actually pretty interesting, because since I've kind of talked to people about it and, you know, posted a picture on Instagram and stuff, people have actually been coming to me asking me questions about it and wanting to, like, start their own diet and stuff. And it's kind of funny because, like, I don't know how much faith you had in me to, like, actually do this.
I had a lot of faith.
There's people out there that,
you gotta have faith.
I would probably have a little faith in actually, like, sticking to it.
Yeah.
Because it was hard, man. It was a lot of self-discipline.
It is.
Lots, really, man. There was times where I was like, dude, that first week, I'm telling you, man, it was terrible.
But it's a lot easier... I mean, I have other questions to that, but that, like, it's a lot easier to do it if you have, like, someone else holding you accountable. Not that, like, I was checking up on you
true.
A lot, but,
yeah.
Like, because you said, oh, I'll do this, it's a commitment to someone else as much as it is.
Yeah, and it's funny because I knew it was going to be on the podcast, too, so I was like, oh, shit, like, I want to...
But you went out drinking last night, too.
I did, yeah. I went out last night.
So you only drank wine and meat, correct? Which apparently neither one of those are actually paleo, but that's blurring the line.
You didn't drink that, that's for sure.
What'd you drink?
Oh, man.
I think all of
this. Yeah, all the stuff.
Like, everything? Were you there?
No, tell me about it.
Nah, we went to the casino. A friend of mine had a room comp there.
Okay, nice.
Right there.
Wow.
So, because I do, like, I honestly want to turn this into, like, a health consulting, like, thing. I've helped a lot of people. Like, there's someone else who contacted me who I was friends with. I talked to him a couple hours on one day, and he was, like, really strict. Not really strict, but he changed his diet a lot. And then, like, there's other people I've told about work, and, like, people are interested and everything. So if these people, like, want, if you think they would be cool with, like, someone helping them and maybe charging them a little bit, you know, just for my time and stuff like that. Like, if they're interested, then send them my way, you know. That was my idea, is, like, get people who would do it, and then they could, like, talk about it and say, hey, this actually works, and kind of give your, like, just your, you know, because I want people to know, like, yeah, it does take discipline. It does, you know, it's really hard the first week, but once you kind of get out of it, gets better. I don't know.
Yeah.
But would you agree with that?
I mean, dude, I love it. I love the challenge behind it. I would like more people to do it or try it.
Exactly. Right.
I think it was fun. I learned a lot about just food
and cooking for yourself.
And just cooking for myself, and it's cool because I've gotten into the habit of doing that, to where I'm definitely gonna try and keep going with it.
Okay. So have you measured, like, your waist size or anything?
No.
Nothing like that. Have you noticed, like, pants fit less?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We talked about gym energy. Do you feel like your sleep patterns have improved at all?
I feel like I nap a little bit more.
Dude, I do too. I don't know.
I'll go home and I'll nap for, like, an hour or something. I'll wake up and like,
that's cool. Because, like, I do too. Like, I don't know. I used to complain
about
people.
Do you see that as a good thing,
napping.
Though?
Yeah.
Like, napping?
I think so.
Is it fatigue or is it?
No, I don't think it's fatigue. I think it's normal that people sleep. I don't know. There's like a lot of research with sleep, like how we used to sleep like 4 hours at the beginning of night, and then we wake up 2 hours and do stuff, and then we go to bed for another 4 hours.
Isn't there a country in Europe that like gives everyone like a nap time?
I've heard that, the
siesta.
The French or some of those other, like...
Spain, yeah.
Everything, and then everyone goes home and naps, and then comes back.
Yeah, because it's actually, so like, it's, you can be more productive if you, like, take an hour rest, and then you wake up again, and then you're, like,
reading the rest and stuff. Time is money.
The thing is, with napping, you don't want to nap for too long. You want to do, like...
Yeah, true.
20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah. So I think I see it as a good thing because I feel better with it. Like, I'll get home from work and, like, just kind of go in my room and chill out for a little bit and just kind of close my eyes. And you don't go into, like, a deep sleep. You just kind of nap for a little bit. So that's good. Sleep's better.
Well, I mean, it's kind of the same, but I'm definitely not groggy, like, in the mornings.
Really?
And that could be, I mean, that could be from just dieting in general.
Weird schedules.
I got weird sleep schedules. So it's not the same.
Okay. Do you have the final cost of everything that you bought in the last month?
This is a rough estimate. And some of it will be like a carryover.
It's like, I didn't expect this.
Something on Instagram.
Yeah.
I get no service in this house.
Clinton.
About $250.
About $250?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wi-Fi?
I wish I could spend $250.
I mean,
like, I probably spend like $400.
I got it on here. I'll show it to you.
Stuff.
Copy and send it.
What do you buy? What do you eat? Jeez.
It's really plain, man. Like, I don't eat a lot of difference. Like, if I eat dinner, like, I'm gonna eat, like, I think, like, a chicken breast and, like, one vegetable. You know, I don't really know a lot. Get fancy with it.
Yeah.
So you ate a lot more chicken than red meat stuff?
Yeah, just chicken and fish.
Okay.
I mean, I ate steak a few times.
How was the chicken? Because, like, I have a tough time. Like, the first time I cook it, it's real nice and tender, but like I have a tough time reheating that shit the next day because it's so dry to me.
It's, yeah, I usually just try and cook it when I eat it.
Yeah.
I want, yeah, I mean, if I have to take some to work, like, and I'll make a couple,
I'll just
tough it out, but like, typically if I'll just make it the day that I'm going to eat it.
So 200, wow.
And dude, I saved so much money just like not going out.
Exactly.
It was crazy. Like I instantly saw it in my bank account.
Yeah, it's great. I agree.
You know, and like, and
Justin know, over here.
Yeah.
He agrees. He was a denier back in the day. He's a denier.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. Cause it, all right, moving on. This is good stuff. This is really good stuff. But I don't know how the hell do I spend like $400 on food? I don't know.
You might be out, huh?
Cause you buy like.
I buy like.
You go to the grocery store every day, though.
Yeah.
No, not anymore, really. But some of this stuff, like, I will get just like the coconut and like stuff. I don't know. I'm not spending that much in the future because I'm like loaded up on stuff. So. I can't read my own handwriting. So you're going to continue with this for the most part? You're going to just probably have, like, cheat meals every here and there?
Yeah, me and Clint were talking about this earlier. We go to our parents' house every Sunday to eat dinner or lunch, and I felt bad because every Sunday for the past month they've been asking me, you know, hey, can you have this? What can you have? Can you have this? And I just don't. I feel bad having them cater to my...
Yeah.
So Sundays I'll just eat whatever they're making, probably, you know. But, I mean, as far as, like, cutting out the bread, I think I'm going to try and continue it, for sure.
Cutting out the bread?
Like, no, just, I'm going to try and continue the diet.
Yeah.
In general.
You're going to continue not eating bread? That's
correct, yeah.
You just ate some bread.
I know. Well, today was a special occasion.
Okay. I'm just making sure you do.
But,
yeah. So once a week, which is pretty good. Like, yeah. Most people say, like, either 80% or 90%.
But I think about 80, 85%.
How do you feel like better just in general?
Yeah, definitely. I think
happier, hornier.
Sure. You wake up happy, hungry, and horny.
It made this diet made me like more productive because I was focused so much on what I was eating that
before you were.
No, this is like when I started. I was so focused on what I was eating, and like. You know, you have to cook it, you have to prepare it, you know, you have to do all these things, and it was always in my mind that I was able, like, dude, I don't know, it was crazy. Like, I was just more productive about anything, like cleaning, laundry, doing dishes.
Was it the second one?
All in general.
I don't really understand, like, the connection.
I think it's just because I had, you know, it was giving me something to do, kind of.
Oh, okay.
And it was still, like, kept me kind of in a focused routine.
Yeah. For me, like, it's really good because you don't, like, have to worry about like waking up and what you're gonna make, you know, that day. You don't have to worry about that because you know, like, okay, I always have my butter, coffee, coconut oil thing, and then I don't take anything to work ever. I just come home and then I'll just make like some eggs or some avocado nuts or whatever, you know. Like, I don't have to worry about taking my food to work, or, you know, like, I woke up this weekend and went to work on my house and like I didn't think about food the entire time I was there. Like, I didn't bring anything, so it wasn't like, oh, there's something in the fridge that I need to eat at some point. I just worked until it was like, oh, well, we're done for the day. I'm going to go home. And then I was like, all right, well, I should get something to eat. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
For me, like, when I subscribed to the whole, like, 8 meals a day thing, like, you would be like, okay, I got to eat right now. And then 2 hours later, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to be here, and then I'm going to be there, so can I take this, or can I take that, or how do I, you know, how do you meal plan for like 8 meals a day? Now it's just like kind of breakfast is always the same, like plan for
easier
two, you know, it's a lot easier. Plus it's not on your mind that much because you're just like, okay, this is like, at least in my opinion.
Just put
them
down.
Yeah, so what are your goals fitness wise? Like, where do you want to be? Do you want to? You said you wanted to be at 170.
I think I'm going to try and get back up to 170, or get to 170.
So, like, lean gains, or are you going to try to eat the same thing, but, like, more meals, more calories?
And you can get that weight back up.
Yeah, you, I mean, is that what you're planning?
I'm at 160, and I probably eat more than they do. But there's still probably room more. I'm going to eat more now that I have the job where I can eat, you know, when I want, pretty much.
And you'll be burning less
every
day.
Yeah.
My goal... I don't know, my goal now is to try and just stick with this diet and just kind of see the full potential of where it can go.
I would suggest that you get as lean as you want, like in terms of not weight-wise, just get lean or, you know, a certain body fat percentage or whatever, and then work up from there. Because I've heard it's a lot easier to do it that way because you have like a body fat percentage and your body's going to trying to maintain that, it's a lot easier to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're gaining like straight muscle, it's just a lot easier to do it that way. You know, it's hard to cut and then bulk and cut and bulk, you know what I mean? Like, so just cut down to body fat, try to maintain that body fat percentage and just eat more post workout, basically. You know, I don't know what you ate, just like a shake.
Mm-hmm.
Just put more fruit in there, like Clinton. You want to talk about dates? You want to talk about dates? What?
Did you eat any avocados? Peanut butter was peanut butter off the list, right? Or you said he could.
No peanut butter.
Did you not? Did you eat almond butter? Okay, Clinton said you might have added that.
No.
Would you? Butter? You could.
Avocados? Did you have any?
So yeah, I went. I did avocados the first week. I hated them.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You gotta get into it.
I put them in
so hot.
Like a kale salad, you know, with like some cucumbers and stuff. But and that's the only way I found that I could eat them.
Try it with eggs. Put pepper. Put hot sauce on it.
Put what's really try like salt, a little bit of salt. Or tomatoes, like I would just take like a tomato and cut it up and put avocado.
I used to hate avocados. Now I can eat like three of them, like nothing.
Maybe I'll just try.
Yeah, and peanut butter too, dude.
Whatever.
He'll try. Yeah, try to get.
Dude, there's this guy at the gym today. I was pointing out to him. It was like this old dude, but he was pretty stacked. Yeah. He just sitting there.
Totally.
Killing peanut butter out of a jar.
In the gym.
Yeah.
Middle of the gym.
Old school.
Did not give
up. I was like, dude, that's me. I killed a jar in 2 days.
Yeah. Are you seeing a lot of peanut butter?
Spooned it.
Are you seeing a lot of peanut butter, and then you see a lot of like almond butter? Like, you remember talking about, like,
yeah.
I would go through like that big old jar in like half a week.
Almond butter's hard because it's just thicker.
Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
I think almond butter is better than peanut butter, but I think peanuts are better than almonds.
Yeah, I can taste the difference now that I've been like eating almond butter, and I went back to like, I just had to pick something up. I was like, I'll grab it. It was like honey, no hydrogen generated oil, and I was like, you know, okay, I'll grab this real quick. It was like they're natural ones. So I just took it. It's like too much. I could feel like it too much sugar or something. Something was in it that was different. It wasn't. I killed it anyways, but.
Praise sugar from the
because almond butter is so expensive.
It is.
It's a lot more expensive. Yeah, it is.
It's like $5.99.
I need to go to Costco and get me one of those and just kill it.
You can even get like four of those.
Yeah.
Over a week, 2 weeks. But yeah.
But yeah, I like peanut butter and it's good, like strength and muscles and stuff. I feel.
No, I agree. It's just like some people like the whole peanut sensitivity or. It's a legume.
It's like
It's good fuel for muscle, but there might be other things in it that are bad. Plus, like peanuts are notorious for being like one of the worst pesticide foods. Like,
yeah,
it's just spraying with pesticides like crazy. So if you get organic, I don't know if that's better or not. But.
Yeah, but I mean, there's strict laws in the peanut. Like I've read someone that worked there and said like there's like. Like basically, like they treat it like a radiation like place, like people wear like suits and it's like super crazy.
People with allergies, like peanut allergies and stuff.
Which reading the Louis C.K.'s thing, like you know, maybe if you're allergic to peanuts, you should just die.
I've heard that skit. Where it was like some lady on like a plane and the guy was eating peanuts and she's like, "You can't eat those. Like I will break out in hives or something." Like. The peanut particles through the air, so she's gonna breathe them in. And like,
yeah. So I get it. We should protect kids that are allergic to peanuts, but maybe they just should die.
That's good. Do you have any other anything else?
So no avocados. What kind of nuts? Almonds.
Almonds and walnuts.
Walnuts
different. Yeah. What do you do? Dip them in anything? No, just straight up.
Straight, dude.
How'd you feel?
Good.
Yeah, alright.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever soak them in water?
Mm-hmm. You can do that. Sprout them if you want. There's
pretty
some.
Good.
There's some
makes
like
them softer.
Honey. Dip them in honey. That's the bomb, diggy damn.
I don't think I ever said you anything about honey to you. You can eat it.
Just assume not.
It's good. Local. It's good for you.
Yeah.
It's
just local. Get like local, unprocessed.
Is it? Is it really?
Just eat it post workout. Like I have a. Tablespoon before I go to bed every night. Because it's supposed to help you with sleep, like Dave Asprey talked about it. So I do it, and I like it. I mean, it's just.
Helps with allergies, stuff. You know,
yeah,
you
brush your teeth supposedly. With it. Yeah, you know, I just.
It helps with the cravings too, you know?
It's
craving
funny that
for some sweet stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a healthy alternative. You know,
it's funny that you say that, like, people ask you about the diet and they, like, come to you and ask you more about it, like, they're kind of interested. I get that at work, too, like, hey, is this okay? Like, people like correct me, like,
why is quarterback?
They like try to like they see me and they're like, oh, I'm just eating this, but like, I'm gonna cut it out. I'm like, dude, I don't care. Like, eat what you want, but this is what I eat.
That's so funny.
And because like, I mean, that's funny. And then everyone would come try what I would have. They're like, oh, what? And then next thing you know, every day people bring. I'm heavily into cottage cheese right now, so people start bringing cottage cheese and avocados. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's like, you guys, I've never seen any of these food groups at this place, and now you guys are bringing them.
Dude, right, Burger King doesn't sell that, right? But
that's good. Like, that's what I'd like to see is like other people see that other people are making progress, and they're like, oh, why?
Well, they also see that it's not that hard. They're all, oh, wait, avocados?
Oh, you just cut it in half and then just smash it in your mouth? That's the easiest thing.
Cottage cheese? Dude, that's like a dollar. Just boom. That's, you know, dude, cottage cheese is the bomb. I used to hate cottage. It's weird. Like, I used to hate all these things. Cottage cheese.
Avocados. Mix anything with it? Honey in there? Throw some honey in it?
Cottage cheese?
Pepper.
No.
Pepper?
I put pepper.
I put honey in there before, too. Pepper, I don't eat cottage cheese anymore, but I used to.
Yeah, I just kill it. Especially after post-workout. Whole thing done.
I'm going to try some goat's milk. But I don't trust, like, any of the ultra-pasteurized and all that.
Yeah,
like,
I was killing some cartons of goat's milk there for a little bit, but that's expensive.
Yeah, it's like $4.50.
Why'd your view on eggs change, Adrian?
Mine?
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's not, like, my view on most things is, like, they say meat's bad for you. Well, not necessarily. Like, there are some that are bad for you if it's not prepared correctly or if it's not raised correctly. And same with eggs, you know, like the factory farm eggs, like, I don't eat those. I eat stuff that my brother gets from the farmer's market where, you know, he knows the person who does them and they, you know, raise, you know, they're pastured eggs and everything. So they're just raised correctly or as correctly as. You know, like, you go to the store and they say, like, omega-3s or whatever, you know, like, grass-fed. It's the equivalent to, like, grain grass-fed beef, you know, pastured chicken versus non-pastured. But then I guess there's also controversy there, too. Like, they can say it's pastured if they let it out of the pen for, like, 5 minutes, they can say it's pastured, like, all the regulations. So that's why I like locals better. And I just get them because my brother gets them and stuff, so. And like, and then I remember texting Justin, he said something about eggs, and I said, oh, too much cholesterol. And then obviously my views on cholesterol have changed. So that's why I'm doing this shit. Plus they're delicious.
I kill like 7 eggs.
Yeah, and plus they like really nutrient dense. Like they're just like that and like beef liver or fish or, you know.
Yeah, I picked up some beef liver.
Did you?
It cooks hella fast, dude.
Oh, yeah, I saw that you...
Yeah, you put it on the skillet, it cooks in like 2 minutes.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to cook the onions first a little bit.
Yeah.
I kind of experiment. Yeah.
Sorry. Instagram has videos now.
Yeah.
Blowing up.
I'm going to try it. I was going to do it tonight, but I'll probably do it like Tuesday night or something.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I mean, if anyone's listening and they want to hit me up about stuff, and, like, I can, like, I gave you kind of, like, recipe stuff a little bit, like, sent you some pictures.
Yeah, like, you sent me your grocery list, kind of.
I'm sure you tweaked your own stuff a little bit. Like, what was some stuff that you, new things that you made this time that you didn't make before?
There's some foods that, you know, like, sweet potatoes.
Yeah,
I was never a huge fan of them, and now they're like one of the best foods I've ever had.
I just hate that they take so long to freaking cook.
It was interesting. I actually made garlic sweet potato fries one night.
Nice.
Interesting flavor. They turned out pretty good, actually.
What'd you do? Just chop some garlic up on
them? Yeah, and I used a little bit of the butter to like get that kind of like a sauce, you know?
Yeah.
And then, just kind of mixed them in there with the fries. Because you vined a sweet potato fries.
Yeah. Recipe?
Recipe. Vermano cookbook.
I need to post more.
So yeah, I did that and I just kind of tweaked it a little bit. But nothing too crazy. And I think that's another thing that, you know, I'll take with me is, you know, for the future I'll probably try and make some different stuff. And I would usually send Clinton some pictures of different dinners that I made for myself.
Yeah. Because like I've been experimenting a little bit recently too. Like I bought a lobster tail. So I made like lobster with like just some like put some butter in there. It was really good. Yeah, it's like 28 grams of protein and like not that much fat, not that much like carbs or anything. But yeah, it was really good. I had that. I've been putting butter on more stuff like for dinner now. Give me green beans with butter just a little bit. Or, so it's really good. I like that you took away like food stuff. And the taste is good for most of it too, right? Like you said, sweet potato is really good. It's crazy that like, I don't know. This is the first time I had a sweet potato, like 20 years.
Yeah, I started reading every single label on foods too, just to see what's in it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Just the ingredients, you focus on the ingredients. That's most people's downfalls. They go like straight to fat or straight to sugar or something, but you just really need to know what's in it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So if you want, like if you want to eat more after workout, like I would suggest getting dates and putting those in your shakes. Because like two of those are like, there's two different types of dates that I know of. One is like two or three dates per serving, and the other one is 5 or 6 dates. But each serving is 120 calories. So if you take the one that's only two, you get 120 calories from it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put like four of those in your shake, you just added like 200 calories to it, and it's not that much, you know, it's really, and they're good too, dates are really good. So throw that in your shake. I've been doing that.
Right.
At Costco they have a thing for pretty cheap. Because so. I've been like adding new stuff here and there, even since we had the last, or when we had you on. I can't even remember at all. I try and take pictures and stuff. So. Yeah. Anything else? No?
Sorry.
No,
Sucker.
We got some wrestling music.
That D-Lo?
Nah, it's Booker T.
Booker T.
He's like breakdancing.
Dude, this is tight.
Alright, so I don't know if I've mentioned some of this stuff, but like when I was like 19, I want to get like my age right, probably like 19 or 20, I got my blood work done, and this was while I was like working out a lot, and I thought I was eating healthy or whatever, like drinking G2 and burgers and stuff, but I remember like my parents both
G2
had like,
Gatorade?
Yeah, yeah. Like, my dad has, like, a cholesterol history or high blood pressure history and stuff. So when I went in, I had my blood pressure done, and it was too high. And then I also had my cholesterol was, like, my HDL wasn't high enough, which is the good cholesterol. My LDL was too high, which is the bad. They were talking about putting me on, like, cholesterol medication.
What?
And they were talking to me about putting me on, like, blood pressure medication and stuff. And I remember like going to work that day and like researching online like how to reduce these things. And a lot of it was like lower salt intake and then like eat a healthy diet or something. And that's
weren't you working at
an
Asian place at the time?
No, this was Tucson Chrysler Jeep. So I think I was 20 or 21. But I worked there for like 3 years. So maybe I was 22. It was pretty early for me working there. But like even that is like, and that's fully changed completely since the last time I got my blood work done. And like I was working out the same, my diet was totally different. So like when I talk about all this stuff, it does have to do with health and like, yeah, I was borderline, like had health problems getting medication.
That's
like
weird.
20. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That's straight up through your bloodline though.
I don't think so, though. How is it through my bloodline if I don't have it, those problems anymore? I think it has to do with my parents' diet, which is crap.
You were eating what they were eating.
So it went through their bloodline, right?
But I don't... That doesn't make sense because I don't have high blood pressure anymore.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you were working out and stuff.
Yeah,
you were a pretty fit guy.
Yeah, but I was unhealthy in terms of those metrics.
Weird.
It's not weird, it's just straight diet. You know?
Well, so I find it weird because, I mean, I've had great blood pressure.
Well, yeah, no, I agree that some of it is genetics, but the simple fact that I changed from 20 to 25 and I'm healthier than I was, and I would say the difference is in diet. Like, I think that's a lame excuse for most people, where it's like, oh, well, my parents had heart disease, so I'm going to have heart disease. My sister uses that excuse. She's like, oh, well, my mom's pre-diabetic, so I'm going to be it. There's nothing I can do. I think it's just an excuse. You know, my mom's like almost reversed her diabetes stuff, and it's like through diet. And it's like people use that as an excuse. Like, genetics plays a role, but it's not everything. Like, what you eat is way more important than your genetics.
What'd your parents say about, like, your blood work results over the last few years?
Like, I showed them it, and they, like, my dad was like, well, you're young. And I was like, well, I'm older than I was before, so you can't use that,
that
excuse
logic
anymore. You can't. Yeah. But obviously my parents don't. Well, my dad doesn't use very good logic and stuff. I mean, he asked me why I drank water at one point in an argument, which was really stupid.
It's kind of electrolytes.
I was like, why do you drink beer? And he's like, why do you drink water? And I was like, because it's essential for life. Like, it was, but like, so I was trying to, like, my mom gets it. Like, she's, like I said, she reversed her, like, pre-diabetic. So they still haven't taken her off her medication, which upsets me, and her blood glucose is too, her fasting blood glucose is too high, which he said is okay, which I think is BS. But my dad just uses, like, hollow man excuses, like straw man excuses, like, oh, well, you're young, you should be healthier. When I graduated high school, I was really skinny. I was like, well, I graduated high school like 8 years ago and whatever, so. I don't know. People have yet to, like, come up with a good argument as to why I'm healthy or why they're unhealthy, you know, like, they have just shitty excuses, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it's kind of upsetting. Like, my dad isn't, I don't know, he doesn't think his cholesterol, like, I saw his blood work and all his, on here it's, like, bold if it's bad, and, like, he has so much stuff that's, like, bold. Like, all his cholesterol stuff is bold.
Yeah.
All right. So I just want to say it, because, like, I kind of forgot about that. Yeah, these are my most recent ones. I remember when I talked about them last time, I had the wrong sheet. So yeah, like, I don't think a lot of people knew that. Like, I didn't go out and tell everyone, oh, my blood pressure is too high, or oh, my cholesterol is too low, or whatever, you know.
So this is saying your sodium is...
The, what's up?
Your sodium is low, almost. I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
No, it's cool. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard arguing with my parents, especially with my dad, because he has to give up drinking beer, but he won't do it. Like, he says, well, I don't want to, which I think is just an excuse for him not wanting to admit that he has alcoholism, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
We're getting deep, guys.
What level of inception are we at?
Yeah. So yeah, like, being talked about, like, being put on, like, blood pressure medication stuff at, like, 20 is stupid, you know?
Yeah, that's scary.
So I was willing to do more than the average person to, like, change it. I just didn't know what I needed to do to change it.
Okay, so this happened when you're...
You can see, there's history on there. If you open that, that's my history right there.
Oh, okay.
So...
From 2009 to 13. Okay, yeah. but your views within the last 6 months have changed quite a bit. Like,
true. Like, I...
So tell me...
It's a good argument to make, because basically I was, like, vegan up until the point when I got my blood work done the last time.
Yeah.
But I also agree that, like, veganism is really good. Like, it's a good point to start, you know? I gotta talk to Ken, because he's here. You know, like, I agree with that, but I think you would also, like, attribute nutrient deficiencies being on that diet. Like, I felt better, but I also, like, my cravings were still really high. Like, it was way too high carbohydrate of a diet for me, I think.
So
I can't wait until my next blood stuff's done, Because I will have been like on my current, you know, my current paleo diet up until that point. And I was having problems with that diet before. Like I had stomach issues and I had stuff like that.
What did you change though immediately when you were 20? Back in like, what, 2009?
Honestly, I don't remember. I think I cut out, after that, I think I cut out soda for the most part. I started drinking a lot more tea, green tea.
Tea is so good.
I was trying to eat a lot more like whole grain stuff and like, just the kind of the big, like, that's when I turned to like what the normal healthy diet, like whole grains.
Okay.
Beans, you know, like lean meats,
fruit in it.
Low fat, and all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So that's why I changed. But I can't remember, honestly. That's a time scale that I don't.
That slowly turned into the 80-10-10.
Yeah. Vegan, well, that all happened when I went to Rochester and I started watching like the vegan documentaries and stuff like that. Well, not vegan, but like the. You know, sick fat, nearly dead, like juicing and stuff like that.
Okay. So before that, pre your move to Minnesota, like you were working out with Zach a lot. You guys were kind of fitness partners at that point, and so you're just like a basic, like chicken breast, rice, you know, stuff like that. Like
what oatmeal, you see. Oatmeal and peanut butter in the morning, I don't know. It's hard to remember
fat.
Because I changed so much. Greek yogurt. I had a lot of Greek yogurt back then. Cereal. Like, I remember I ate a box of cereal all at one time.
Why?
Because I...
Justin's all, yeah.
But that's like craziness because now...
Saturdays.
Now there's nothing like I'll have in front of me that's like... Well, I'll eat the whole entire container of whatever I have. You know?
No, that's it.
It's like, I'm not going to eat, like, 68 ounces of steak or 12 avocados or something like that. So, and the Triscuits, I was eating a lot of Triscuits and hummus. That's when I was eating, like, hummus stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Like, I remember the Super Bowl, you and Zach kind of doing your own thing.
Yeah.
Chicken breast with hot sauce and...
Yeah.
I recall.
So, but, like, I changed so much. I was so back and forth with so much stuff. It's hard to, like, have a timeline of what exactly... Went down.
Chafing over there.
Not his hair.
Justin's just scratching his chest.
No, just hair.
Guys, I love the top of my sick back. I just need it to go down more.
You should try the coffee with just the bun.
Okay.
Try it out. Yeah. I don't know. If you don't like it, then I wouldn't do it. And if you can just do this.
You got any sweetener?
Don't do sweetener.
Calm down, guys. Fuck. No. I don't eat as bad as you guys think I eat.
Yeah.
I don't think you.
I'm not.
Yeah.
You guys think I just.
No, I just don't.
Treats all day.
Well, like, I don't know. Because I've talked to Clinton on the side about a lot of stuff. Because anytime I talk about something, you always, like. You're not as receptive about it, I would say.
Receptive?
Kind of like. I don't know. Like, I said something about almond butter, how I don't eat it anymore. Like, oh, I eat almond butter. It's good for you.
Because it is.
That's your opinion. I think it is. I think it's for the health. On the health side, it's healthier than most stuff, but I don't think it's. Just because the oils are cooked and everything, and they really shouldn't be. But that's cool. Like, if you want to do that, that's fine. It's not the worst thing you can eat.
It's not bad at all, though.
You're proving my point right now.
You're proving my point.
But,
I'll be
so that's why I talked to Clinton about some of the stuff more than I don't. Like, so.
I just go through what people, what they show me that what they ate.
Who is that?
Like, bodybuilders,
others.
People that get,
yeah.
Like, trainers, like, people that are involved in fitness.
Yeah.
They eat certain things. And peanut butter is one of them.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So it obviously does your body good.
We're looking at it from a different perspective, though.
Yeah, and you're not trying to get results like I am. Like, you're more concerned about the weight getting off. I'm more concerned on the weight at the gym. Like,
Yeah.
How much weight I'm putting on at the gym.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think AJ is concerned as much about weight. It's just like how like refined, like how, you know, like how healthy, you know, like what level.
Like I said, like I don't think a lot of bodybuilders per se are healthy. Like they're.
I'm not saying that.
They're
either.
Too big for their bodies, and like they're gonna have problems later on in their life. Like
I'm not saying like bodybuilders either. Like I'm not trying to be a bodybuilder. Like those guys obviously are gonna have health problems. Because they, you're right, they eat, you know, but what you're doing, I think, is getting it down to, like, the purest form. Like, you're trying
exactly.
to be pure
yeah.
as fuck,
yeah.
but at the same time, like, I don't know. You can't say something's bad for you unless you're going for the purest form.
I know what you're saying. I get where you're coming
no,
from.
No, I get it, too.
Yeah. Like, it's not bad for Justin.
It's like,
that's
it,
what
yeah, it's like splitting what, hairs, like...
What, you know...
Like, yeah, I could eat, drink water and not eat peanut butter, but then at the same time, it's going to be hard for me to put up gains and maximize my fitness, I think, in the gym if I don't.
What's in peanut butter that isn't in, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know the answer to these questions, but, like, what's in peanut butter that's not in, like, an avocado? Protein or...
Well, it's also the fact of splitting it up. I'm not gonna eat like a million avocados. Like I want like.
But that's that's a personal preference.
Yeah. Yeah, it's variety, and it gives people other people variety. Like you gotta have variety, or you're gonna mentally break down sometimes.
I'm mentally broken down.
No.
That's the thing. Is like, I don't know what my original point was, but.
Like you're like I
it's
give
a different take on like.
Yeah, you're trying to get. Pure, like, I get that, but, like, I'm here as, like, the average man, like, this is, like I said, like, when people come up to me, they're like, whoa, you can eat that? Yeah, you can eat that, and it's still good for you. That's crazy. Like, almond butter's still crazy to people. It's, like,
it's just different degrees, yeah. I think the whole, the nut butter thing is, like, the mainstream ones are so loaded with extra stuff, and,
yeah.
And, like,
no,
Justin
I mean,
said, you can split hairs over... what all that added stuff really does, you know what I'm saying? Like if it
No, I like I'm saying like I personally I don't eat pure almond butter. Would I make it myself if it wasn't cooked? Yes. But it's baked and it destroys some of the molecular structure of the fats, and that's why it's not good for your fatty acid ratio. And a lot of people don't know that. And that's fine, you know. But so that's where I come at. So like, yeah, if you want to get gains and stuff, yeah, that's not going to affect your muscle building, you know, the fatty acid stuff. I don't think. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't. Like I said, I don't remember what my original point was. It's like there's so many people giving their different opinions on stuff, and it's like, well. I don't know. A lot of people disagree and like have their own opinions and stuff, and I don't know. It gets convoluted. Because like I would have told someone that, you know, to eat a low fat diet 2 years ago, and now I would tell them to eat a
high fat diet.
So it's like, but I think that given where I'm at and everything I've tried, like I feel the best on this. Like, I feel phenomenal. I've never felt better, and I don't think I'll ever change it unless someone comes out with something that... But this is based on, like, for the most part, evolutionary biology, you know, like... So it makes sense scientifically, even though some people say it's not. But, so, yeah. I mean, would a Paleolithic person find almonds baked somewhere? No. Could they bake it? Yes, they could. I don't know. But then you can use arguments against stuff that I eat now, like butter. They're like, well, you're not going to find butter or whatever. Which is true.
This is true. Look into your heart.
Yo soy tu papa.
Yo soy tu papa.
So, is there anything else you want to talk about? You good? We got mic, but we don't have a cord.
So we got a mic and no cord.
We have a new software where we don't have to pay to download or torrent anything.
Yeah, call me out. Hey, Justin, listen, bring me any of those new CDs you got coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Like I said, I don't know. I don't want to give people crap for stuff, but it's hard for me to bite my tongue on stuff that I disagree with in terms of, like, if someone asks me if this is healthy or not, like, you know. So.
I think, yeah. I mean, sometimes you can be extreme to people. Like, yeah, realize that you gotta ease them into it. Like, someone says, can I eat some almond butter? Like, yeah, you can eat almond butter, but,
yeah, I would tell them
that. You know, some the fatty acids, molecular, like, I still don't believe what the fuck you're saying when you say that shit. But,
you know. Well, like, yeah, if I were, like, my mom, I was like, oh, well, eat peanut butter, but I bought this certain organic, just peanut
yeah.
butter. And I was like, oh, actually, try the almond butter because it has, you know, it's different, you know, it should be better. And then now I'm like, well, now I don't even eat any of it. So, but yeah, to the layman person, I would say, you know, you can eat almond butter. Ken wanted to eat almond butter.
Well, go I'm gonna eat some almond butter.
You want to eat some almond butter? I'll buy it from you.
It changed my life, dude.
Or peanut butter, too. Almond like, butter. I'm not too hard on it.
Yeah, you got some?
I'm not too hard on it, but.
Let's try it out.
So.
I'll bring it in here. Oh. Just keep it away from Jesse.
We'll smash it. Smash it. All right. So.
Clinton's house is a booby trap when you come in here. You open up that pantry full of every little knick-knack, chocolate bar, anything that you can make cookies out of. It's ridiculous. But
yeah. There's some girl at work who's asking me about CrossFit.
Oh yeah, have you invited her?
I told her to come, I gave her my number.
How long has CrossFit been around?
I think since like 2005.
It was actually used in the military a lot. And then,
because it's like Olympic weightlifting mixed with new age workout stuff.
Yeah, it was used a lot in the military because they train like certain ways, like
you gotta run a bunch and you gotta look.
Yeah. And then it got pretty hot in like 2006, 2007.
So, because I've been hearing a lot now.
Recently? I think it just blew up like really recently.
Hey, when I first started listening to it.
This is it? This is almond butter?
Reading about it, like there's a lot of people like dogging on it, and it made me nervous about it, like people getting fatigued and like their muscles would like shoot this stuff off. I don't know what it is, but it's basically like poison for you. And people would get sick because they
it's so thick.
That's what she said.
I feel like I'm eating glue.
Delicious.
Yeah. How do you eat this?
Kim looks like a baby.
A baby that can talk? How do you eat this? If no one can see.
Do you eat this on anything?
What do you usually eat? You eat it on celery, right?
Celery. I mix like, you can mix a little bit of protein powder in it even. Sometimes do that, put it on celery and then sunflower seeds or cocoa nibs on there.
It's like Mr. Ed over here.
I'll sometimes eat it just like that, a couple scoops, like a snack or something.
And this is high protein, like same as peanut butter, or like what's the difference?
Yeah, I think it's like 6 grams. Yeah.
You can
check the jar. I'll get the jar.
Yeah, it's somewhere around there. Yeah,
it's like a good source of fat. That's what I mean. It's like almonds. It's just a different way of eating almonds.
It's interesting.
But it's baked.
If you go to like Target, you'll get a jar smaller than this. It'll be $10. But if you go
to Target?
Yeah, if you go to Costco, that jar's like $5.99.
Yeah, that's like the best deal I've ever seen.
They're right inside now.
No, we're tired.
Oh, no, dude.
This is after hours.
Just literally got an hour, dude.
No, that's fine. It's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
These people want to hear this.
Dude, they cut it off that way.
You think so?
It's a long time to listen to people.
Oh, that says refrigerate after opening?
Dude.
I never do.
That's not my bed open for like a month.
It's growing stuff up. That's good, right? That's paleo.
You gotta get used to it. I was just like you. Then you start getting
it. I loved it the first time I had it, dude. It was definitely so good.
Try getting like the natural peanut butter just so you can,
go into it.
Because normal peanut, like the Skippy and Jif is way sweeter. It's way sweet. It is.
So give it away.
Give it my bread.
Yeah, yeah. And then, so you go to natural peanut butter, and it's not as sweet, but you acquire that taste, and then you can
go to
this.
Yeah, natural peanut. Oh God, I could kill an entire almond butter peanut butter. I could eat that entire thing.
You just said, didn't you just say earlier that there's nothing that you would want to kill all of? I think you just said that earlier.
Ages, I'll turn off flag.
But I don't eat those though. You know what
gotcha.
I mean? Like I could. Could I eat a box of cereal right now? Yeah, absolutely. But
prove it.
But I
can't tell. Not up or shut
up. You've learned nothing. You are not my student any longer. You are the fallen child.
What's that?
You were the chosen one.
Come.
I'm glad I thought
Rise
of that solution to that question immediately. Because I usually don't. I would think about it later and be like, shit.
Look at the ingredients when you go shopping.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all you want. Dry roasted almonds.
That's all you need to know is the ingredients.
So what's up about Whole Foods peanut butter though? Is that cooked?
I have no idea, honestly.
Ooh, I think we talked about that last time we were there. Because I think the nuts are dry roasted. So the nuts are cooked, and then you grind it yourself. So I mean
that's hot.
But you say the oil. So that's the bad, right? The oil.
The oil gets damaged.
The almonds are roasted before they make the peanut butter.
I know, but he's saying no. That's why he doesn't eat it, because the oil gets molecular
it's
fatty.
Yes.
That happens when it gets cooked. Though, I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is the olive oil there cooked, or the oil they use cooked?
The almond butter.
The almond butter. Wait, what are you talking about? Peanut butter?
Because it grinds, right?
Yeah.
And then you mix it?
Well, they cook
those
it before.
Those are dry. No, those are dry roasted before, yeah.
They're cooked.
Those
so the structure's
the
already
yeah,
changed
yeah.
before it's made yeah. into peanut butter.
It's cooked before
oh.
it's turned into, yeah.
So
I wouldn't worry about it, but I choose not to.
It's a path.
Yeah.
But like dry roasted, like couldn't you just dry roast it like in the sun?
It's the heat, it's not that it's... You know, in an oven, it's just that it's hot. I don't know. I don't know all the specifics. I just don't. Like, same with pork. Like, I know there's a certain way that you need to prepare pork. I just don't know how to do it, so I don't eat pork. And that's the same thing. Like, I don't know. Even with honey, like, I'm skeptical on whether the honey I get is what I really want. You know, it's minimally processed.
Dude, I'm gonna get my blood done now. I got it taken in January.
It should be, most of it's covered. Like, I paid like $34 or something. Yeah.
Just to see, because I've definitely
should.
Been eating a lot more meat.
Sure.
Yeah, a new album came
Is
out
it?
Last month, yeah.
Do you have health insurance?
Yeah.
You should get blood work done. There's actually, we should go on this site right here. Let me pull it up. I want to do this, but.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get your blood work done for like $25 on.
He's got a piece of paper.
Stupid cat.
So if you want to get your e-checkup, $29. You get 25 biomarkers.
What
done.
Is this? What are you looking at? What are you send your blood into this website?
Well, you go to like LabCorp, and you take your. Basically, they just do the analysis for you. Like if you go to your doctor. And they take your blood, they're gonna do this analysis.
Okay.
Or if you go, I go to my doctor, but he makes me go to LabCorp a week before, and then they send my blood out.
Yeah.
And then they send the results to my doctor.
And LabCorp's on Avernum?
It's Craycroft. But if you get your checkup, Clinton,
yeah.
on here, it's $29, total cholesterol, HDL, LDL, triglycerides. Those are all like, triglycerides are just fat in your blood. Those are like your cholesterol stuff.
Creatinine.
I guess that's thyroid. Glucose is just like your blood sugar.
Yeah, well, I'm
blood
interested
count.
To see. I mean, I definitely, because like
But
before,
you can pay more and get more stuff too.
Before I would eat like my lunches would consist of like processed like TV dinner crap, you know? Like,
yeah, that's what we were raised on. Could you imagine? Like, okay. Finish your thought. I want to go.
I'm just saying, like, I now eat a lot more,
like
Whole Foods, like,
yeah.
not so much processed. So, I mean, I don't know, maybe, but do I eat too much meat? I mean, I eat meat probably once or twice a day, at least. Before, I would eat it maybe, like, a couple times a week, maybe, just because I was eating processed, like, little microwave pizza dinners, you know, or like a little.
Meat's, you know, that's expensive, stuff. So they don't put much in it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just wasn't consuming as much.
He's going crazy.
So I'm just curious. You like?
I don't think you would, because there's a lot of people who eat like a lot of meat, like big steaks and stuff. Yeah, like people I hear on the CrossFit stuff.
Yeah.
If you eat like 2 4-ounce servings a day or something, or even like 12 ounces a day, like I don't think it's gonna be that bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I eat like. I don't know. I'm just saying I eat definitely more than I did before. Like, you know, I would eat pasta. Like, I don't eat as much carbs as I did. I don't know. So, I mean, I replaced that with, like, meats and fat. I don't know. So I'm just curious, like...
Yeah, I think I was...
I mean, I still eat... I eat a lot more vegetables now, for sure. I eat more, you know, for fruit. I eat fruit at night.
Will Xbox be able to tell me if I'm going to have a heart attack?
Ooh. I don't know. Stop monitoring your heart. I've seen some of the it has good, like, biometric scanners and stuff.
Like, tell me if...
It tells you your heart rate without attaching anything, I think.
That's crazy.
Maybe. I don't know. Is it going to spy on me? I'm actually thinking about getting an Xbox now. Did I say that on the last one?
Yeah,
that's the stupidest thing in the
world. Oh, wow.
You got, what are you getting?
PS4. Yeah, dude, PlayStation.
Kids of PlayStation.
Whatever, man. I have a PS3 and I have an Xbox 360. I don't turn on my Xbox ever. I mean, my PlayStation 3 ever.
But, I mean, those ones are so
similar
to each other, to where I feel like if you're an Xbox guy, you're going to be playing your Xbox. You're going to be playing your 360, PlayStation, you're playing your PS3.
But, yeah, I wouldn't...
When these two come out, I think that PlayStation 4 is just going to have...
I've heard it's better, but I've also heard that, like, a lot of their stuff doesn't even matter. Like, they're so similar that it doesn't...
I mean, it also depends on your gameplay, too. Like, if you're a huge Halo fan, you're obviously probably going to get the Xbox.
But I'm not even that much of a Halo fan.
Like, then you should get the PS4.
What about the remotes?
Do you like the PlayStation controller?
Yeah.
What?
Wow. Because I think the Xbox was too bulky, although they did make the PlayStation one bigger.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a little bit bigger.
Yeah,
but I always thought the other ones were way too bulky.
I want to try it out. I think they down.
It was more curved than like, and then the previous one's like.
Because it in your hand, man. It's just look at your hand. That's the Xbox controller, fits right in there, dude. So,
well, I mean,
word. Well, I guess we'll try it. We'll have.
Like, Clint was telling me about a bunch of different restrictions they had against the games and stuff.
They're not doing that anymore. They bailed out because all the consumers got all pissed off. So they stopped the digital rights management stuff and everything. It's going to be the same as PlayStation. All right, I think we're getting to the end. They're playing with Cat now. Frodo, that crazy guy. So yeah. Hit me up. Let me know. I'm supposed to like consult Christian and Ashley at some point.
What's going on? What's going on?
He talked to me a little bit online. Danny.
Danny?
Not gonna happen.
Danny?
I don't know.
Oh, Danny?
Bring him on.
Get him on
here.
Get Danny on here.
Get all of them on here.
What about? I'm calling out. For the record, I'm calling out Tim Minker. Where is he at?
I don't know.
You guys are talking trash on my Instagram about saying you guys Photoshop all your photos.
It's because Tim's jelly, bro.
I want to get him on here. I want to pick his brain. I'm going to bring my new bad guys.
I
don't
know what you were trying to do.
End it on that.
How much do you think I should charge for my services?
Wow.
This guy, we're going out the other night. He's like, how much are you guys paying taxi drivers? Oh, like $20. Why don't you give me that money? Well, because you're going out with us. What the fuck, AJ? You want money?
I was joking. So if you guys pay me $20, I'll come pick you up from downtown and drop you off. Not while I'm sleeping, so never mind.
Only during the hours of not your party.
It's like AJ becomes a taxi driver.
Yeah. No, how much do you think?
It depends on what. I mean,
what if I spent more time.
What are you going to be doing?
Yeah.
What's your services?
Dude, I did a lot, man. We spent like a whole day together.
the whole day.
That's the
difference, because like you know me.
Yeah.
To where it wasn't weird to like text you a question or for you to ask me questions.
But I feel like I could have that personal, like if I met with someone and had like something with the day, be like, hey, text me, like this is what I do.
I'd only pay you if you told me what to eat and showed me how to work out.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I've been thinking about talking to some people I know and be like, hey.
Be very careful though, because gyms don't want you
like
freelance
training.
They can come
out
with
me.
Yeah, that's true.
Like I was thinking about like suggesting, like other people have approached me, like the person I knew from a while back.
You can do,
like,
I mean,
he asked me like, dude, like, help me out with this, whatever. We went to the gym, like I talked to him about like
there.
And I even like going to the gym with them. Make an outline.
Yeah,
it's
I can
like,
do
boom,
that.
You do this workout this day, you eat this. Do this, eat this. You did that to somebody, make their life so much easier.
Exactly.
I pay you $150
a month.
Yeah.
It depends
a
on
meal
what you're
plan.
Doing. I think you could start your own like. Just get like a little meal workout plan, just like a little like pamphlet or something, like, cause then there's a lot of
companies that
do that.
But I don't want them copying it and then giving it to other people.
The funny thing is, it's online.
It's gonna happen, man. It's gonna happen. That's
yeah, but they don't know which one is the right one.
And it'll come with a free video of me
motivating
them.
Yeah. One of the ones against Napster.
Huh?
So you were against Napster, weren't you?
No, I was probably.
Anyone's gonna pirate anything.
I didn't make music, so I didn't even care. That's why I'd rather have the personal,
the personal.
Then I think you have to invest a lot of time.
The personal.
I can do that.
I mean, unless you decide to make this
that.
A career, you
the
can,
thing, you
I mean,
need,
you
yeah.
want to go full.
Why
run.
Don't you get your certificate?
I could look into it, but I think that,
dude,
personally,
like,
I think it's pointless because I don't need it to do that.
You
but
say it, but if you learn something from it, it takes
I
2 weeks.
I could.
It,
is that all classes or is it just online?
It's like online, you read it and then you go and take a test.
I could do that.
It's a joke, honestly.
And you're going to have people that...
But at least you guys
I would do one person at a time.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
no,
yeah.
Put it in your bedroom, dude. Get this chick over. She's like, oh, you're a personal trainer. And an accountant.
What? And I own my own home.
You like what you see?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that shelf, I put it in myself. I'm so wet right now. It's
for you.
Next thing you know, Alex is getting kicked out. Keith's getting kicked out. You're having two kids.
And the quail thing out there, my dad was like, hey, you should probably take this out. I was like, no, man, this is me and my wife and three kids. He's like, you're an idiot.
You're an
so,
idiot.
With that foghorn, we'll sign out.
We don't have the rights
check
to that.
Check me out, www.facebook.com/bromanopodcast.
Piracy!
Text me. I'm going to try and help people out. I've just been really busy lately.
Come try out CrossFit, man. Honestly, like, let me give a little shout out to CrossFit.
Yeah, dude.
CrossFit. Yeah.
Megan gave me a 7-day pass.
Very
shout
cool.
out to me.
Can I have that to your music? Because you never
use
that.
F off, dude.
I don't do
Soundtrack
it.
Soundtrack on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I'll be there Tuesday.
Maybe.
But,
How often do they have these?
Six days a week.
No, I'm saying, like, if I gave this one to him, could you guys give me another one?
Table. He doesn't need it.
I don't need it. Because I can't even fucking do
then why'd you say you want this?
Alright, we're signing out.